He's moved on.
Because he and I would always eat together.
Rolls.
Thanking the bears.
All right, let's call the rules committee to order. And you have before you an agenda four items. I would point out to you that House Bill 163, enacts making, amending, and repealing capital and operating appropriations, is the same situation that we have with House Bill.
Hey, Carl. I hope you'll put House Bill 33 on. I mean, House R or 33 on.
That will be what?
I'll go anywhere. I hope you put HJ or HCR 33 on. The President State Board of Education told me about
we
tentatively have that on.
Yeah. Do you have a tentative?
I do.
Well, yeah, but we'll go over that. But I just wanted to point out to you that's pending referral on
the
House.
Second call in 20 years.
You know, if we don't get Senate bills over the House tomorrow, they probably don't pass.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we've been doing almost exclusively House bills. We have all our priorities over there.
But this is one that just popped in.
These three came through, and two of them are actually simple resolutions.
Where is 33, though? Have we calendared?
That's a House resolution.
Oh, that's House resolution. And we've already, have we approved that for calendaring?
It's for calendaring.
Did we call us to
order? Did you call her?
Madam Chairman, I would move that the following bills, SR 13, SR 14, SCR 19, and HB 163, be approved for calendaring. Chair's discretion.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Now.
Madam Chair, I wanted to call to your attention that House Bill 163, we are calendaring pending referral.
That's what
as
I
we
did announce
yesterday.
That. Yes.
Madam Chair, I would move to adopt the rules committee
73. I know. Rules. Do I hear an objection? I would open a public hearing on that if there's anyone here to testify. Might note for the record, the reason we're doing this in rules, this issue went through Senate resources and there was a committee substitute, and it was pointed out to us that that was unconstitutional, and in the effort to expedite this, we worked with the sponsor of the legislation, Representative Grudendorf, we worked with Senator Fahrenkamp, and everybody, and Senator Jaroff and others, and everybody is in agreement with this version, and I'll kind of make an exception to the rule of not changing things in rules due to the lateness in the session. So if there's no one to speak, I would close the public hearing and would appreciate a motion on this.
I would move we pass the bill from the committee with the recommendations.
All right.
And that it be calendared at the chair's discretion.
Any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair, you all have actually all previously signed this bill indicating calendaring, and with your permission, what I will simply do is mark adoption of the committee substitute.
Did any objection to that, so we know exactly? Now, are there other issues before us?
One other, Madam Chairman. Yesterday, we had approved Senate Bill 164 by Senator Zarr relating to additional penalties for violation of commercial fishing laws and for theft of commercial fishing gear. However, in that evening, a House bill which came over with the same title, and that was referred directly to the Rules Committee. I checked with Senator Zarr's office. They've advised that while there are a few very technical differences, the bills basically do exactly the same thing. And so I wanted to consider calendaring that also.
That was referred directly to us.
Yes, ma'am. So in this case, you're signing both the calendar and to do pass.
All right. We need a calendar and a do pass since this is the first.
I would move that. House Bill 201 be approved by the committee and the calendar at the chair's discretion.
Yes.
Ask unanimous consent.
Do I hear any objection? If not, so ordered.
That is it for this time. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'll talk to you about something else.
Is there anything else to come before the rules committee? If not, it is adjourned. I would like to.